Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight and every weekday evening at this time, the makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Pine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. And Chandu has a thrilling new magic offer for you. For just 10 cents, he will send you his mysterious Waters of the Nile magic trick. Just 10 cents and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. With this trick, you can defy the laws of gravity. You can take a bottle filled with water and turn it upside down without spilling a single drop. Why, you can even shove a match or toothpick through the mouth of the bottle. No water will come out. Here is a wonderful pocket trick for you youngsters to spring on your schoolmates. You men to play on your fellow workers. For you ladies to perform at a party or bridge game. And it is yours for just one dime. Yes, 10 cents in coin, plus a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Mail with your name and address to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And Chandu will send you the Waters of the Nile magic trick, postpaid. Send for several of these tricks tonight. Deep in the Siamese jungle, in a tiny village where primitive men worship the cobra god, Dorothy Regent is a prisoner accused of killing the temple priest. Her brother, Frank Chandler, appeals in vain to the head man of the village for her release. As a last resort, Robert Regent is about to leave for the heart of the jungle, where at a hidden pagan shrine, he hopes to find the mysterious head priest. He alone can save Dorothy from certain death. For Chandler has tried again and again to make use of his occult powers to save Dorothy, and over has failed. Now it is just before daylight. Chandler and Regent come down the steps of the bungalow built high on pilings by the uncanny Dr. Shaw. Chandu, the magician.
I'll make all the speed I can, Frank.
Well, let the guide set the pace, Robert. You can't hurry once the sun's well up.
Uncle Frank! Is Dad gone?
I'm just going, Bob. Frank, you didn't speak to Dr. Shaw about sending to Bangkok for help.
Why, yes, I did. But he agreed with me it would be useless. The temple guards would whisk Dot off into the jungle and we'd never see her again.
What devils they are.
Robert, the guide's right over there. Don't let him hear you say such things.
I'll try to remember. Well, I'll go now.
I sure wish I could go with you, Dad.
We've been all over that, Bob. Well, goodbye, Robert. And good luck.
I hope I'll remember all the things you told me to say.
I'm sure you will.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
So long, Dad.
Gosh, Uncle Frank, you look as if you hadn't closed an eye all night.
I haven't.
Mom must think it's pretty funny you don't whip her out of there by magic. Do you suppose she knows you can't?
I don't know, Bob. I don't know.
Look, I'm not just trying to heckle you about it, but is this the first time you've tried to work anything by magic and couldn't?
Yes. When it was my own fault.
How do you mean?
Please, let me alone, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Frank. Oh, hi, Bet.
Is Daddy gone?
He just left, Betty.
Uncle Frank, I got out some clean things for Mother. Do you think they'll let us send them over to
We'll take them ourselves.
Huh? Did that head guy say we could go and see Mom?
He sent a man about an hour ago.
Can we go right now? All of us?
Well, you can go with me, Betty. Not Bob.
What's the matter with me?
They think you and I might try to get your mother away from them.
They must have been reading my mind.
Bob, don't you know I'd try it if there were a chance in a million?
When are we going, Uncle Frank?
As soon as it's broad daylight. I want the natives to see every move we make, so they'll know we aren't going to make any trouble.
Oh, poor Mother, shut up in that temple. And maybe Coburn.
Bet, for Pete's sake.
No, she's not in the temple now, Betty.
What?
She's in the little hut next to it. Look, look out there. There's a man on guard, you see?
Oh.
Hey, you know what? It's the only place outside of the temple that isn't built up on pilings. I wonder why.
I don't know. I'll get the things for your mother, Betty. We can go over in a few minutes.
It won't take me a second, Uncle Frank. They're all ready.
You know what you're doing, I guess. Only, what if they snatch Betty the way they did Mom?
They aren't going to, Bob.
You don't know they won't.
Of course I do.
A bunch of guys that worship a cobra?
Yes, but the killing of the priest is a matter of tribal law.
You sound like this was legal.
In their own way, it is, Bob. Whoever killed him saw his opportunity when your mother was in the temple. When she went there, she played right into his hands.
Well, for all you know, they'll rig up something on Betty. You were right there when they got Mom, and what could you do?
You're right, Bob. Nothing. But they have a victim now.
Okay, but I'd sure like to find...
Listen to me, Bob. Don't make things worse than they are.
How could they be?
If you make trouble, they could, for all of us, even your father. He's alone with that guide in the jungle, you know.
Yeah.
They're watching us every moment. So stay in here. Don't go out, even on the veranda, until I get back.
I brought you some clean things to put on, Mother.
Darling, you shouldn't have come here at all.
They said I could.
Frank, how long can they keep me here?
We're doing everything we can, Dot.
Daddy's even gone way into the jungle to ask the head priest to let you go.
Into the jungle? Alone?
With a native guide. There was no use in two of us going, and it seemed better for me to stay here.
Oh, it's so dark in here. What a loathsome place.
Oh, go back to the bungalow, Betty.
Oh, no, Mother.
You can't do anything for me, dear, and I hate to have you here. How long can you stay, Frank?
I didn't say, but it shouldn't be too long or they'll get suspicious.
Oh, those drums.
Whatever induced you to come into the temple, Dot? You heard what Dr. Shaw said about it?
It was that servant at the bungalow, Wong. He brought me Betty's scarf and said she'd gone in there.
I had not, Mother. Oh, I told Bob it was our fault.
No, it wasn't, dear. I should have known better than to believe him.
So it was done deliberately, getting you in here. But why? Why?
Well, didn't you see the man they say I killed? The temple priest? He was the man we met in Singapore.
Yes, I saw him. Just a glimpse in the light from the altar. But he's Chinese. He's not one of these natives.
Well, he told me... the use of talking about that. He's dead now. Won't help.
Anything might help, Dot. Tell me.
Oh, he said he'd been sent to an English school. But his people had been serpent worshippers for generations, so when he finished school, he came back to the jungle.
It could be true. But it doesn't explain his being in Singapore, posing as Dr. Sun.
Well, didn't I tell you? He wanted that emerald.
He what?
Mother! You told him in Singapore Daddy didn't have any emeralds at all.
It must be the one you have, Frank.
Well, it can't be my emerald, Dot. It's been in the possession of the Brotherhood for centuries.
You could make the natives think it's the one, Uncle Frank. We could get away from here before they found out it wasn't.
Well, I told that temple priest you'd give it to him, Frank. Can't you try giving it to those men in that temple so I can get out of this place? Oh, I wish those drums would stop.
Oh, Mother, darling. I wish they'd got me instead.
Oh, don't say that, Betty. Frank, for heaven's sake, give them the emerald.
Yes. What if the yogi did say to keep it forever? If it hadn't been for him, we'd never have come to this awful place. Please, Uncle Frank.
No.
You can't mean that.
Dot, even if it were mine to give, it would be useless. Don't you see that?
No, I don't.
They think the emerald gives men some supernatural power. They'd never let you go until they'd tested it. And when it didn't work, they'd think I'd tricked them. And then...
It works for you. Or it did before.
It wasn't the emerald that gave me the power I had, Betty.
The power you had? So that's why you've left me here. You can't help it.
You know I'd have had you out of here, Dot. Out of the village if I could.
Why? What's happened to you?
I don't want to talk about it. It only makes it worse.
And I thought it was because you were waiting for Robert. Well, why don't you talk to the yogi, Frank? Ask him what to do if you can't do anything yourself. You know, they're trying... They're going to talk about killing me?
Yes, Dot, yes. I've tried 50 times to reach the yogi, but I can't.
Well, when will Robert be back?
Not before tomorrow morning. I told him what to say to the witch doctor.
Witch doctor? Oh.
Well, they don't call him that, but that's what he is.
Frank, as soon as Robert comes back, I want him to take the children and go back to Bangkok.
And leave you here? Mother!
Don't argue about it, Betty. And tell Bob just what I've said.
Dorothy.
Well?
There's still time. I don't know how much, but a little.
Well, how do you know?
The village chief said the time hadn't come. So, if Robert doesn't persuade the witch doctor to let you go, I'll go down to Bangkok and see if I can get word to Roxor.
Roxor?
What for?
He's the one who's after the emerald. You know how he's always looking for some kind of sorcery to use against me.
But he had the emerald stolen from you once in Cairo.
But I got it back before it reached him. Now he's got this infernal Dakuka fire working for him. And he's trying again.
Oh, but what's the use of asking Roxor for anything? He'll never let Mother go.
If I can reach him in time, there must be some way... What's that?
Oh, it's just the guard. He's always talking to someone out there.
Those men are all lined up
Frank,
like...
those knives.
What do you want? Is it time for us to go?
It's Wong.
You have heard the drum, Saab.
Saab? So you are from India, Wong.
How do you know it? But that is nothing to you. You have heard the beating of the jungle drums.
Yes, I've heard them.
Tonight the moon is full. The drums say...
Tonight...
The Memsab will be brought out to look into the eyes of the god of the jungle, and the god will give her life or death.
For just one dime and a White King soap box top, or free Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, Chandu will send you his gravity-defying trick, the magic trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Once you know Chandu's secret, you can fill a pop bottle full of water, turn the bottle upside down, and not a single drop will spill out. That's right. In defiance of the natural laws of gravity, the water appears to stay suspended in the bottle. Then, to everyone's complete amazement, you can even insert matches, toothpicks, or even a pencil inside the neck of the bottle. And they, too, will be suspended in the water. Here is a magic trick that will entertain and mystify everyone. And it is so easy to perform that anyone, young or old, can master it in a couple of minutes. Add this magic trick to your collection right now. Send one dime and a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name plainly. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.